Hi, this is Pat Goan, author of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, celebrating the gift of Catholic womanhood. Welcome to 10 Bodacious Basics, 10 minutes at a time. This is a short podcast-style tour through the book with excerpts read by yours truly. Listen each day for a new insight or reflection about the blessed dignity, the beautiful gifts, and the bodacious mission of women. Each day on the blog tour, a new question will be posted at the host blog about the day's theme. And comments at the blog become your entry for a chance to win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious. I hope you'll join me in this conversation as the book travels around the blogosphere, weekdays now through April 26th. Today's audio stop is brought to you by The Catholic Drinky, created by Sarah Vabulous. This is part two of 10 Bodacious Basics, and our topic today is God's good opinion of you. Let me read you a portion of Psalm 139. Lord, you have probed me, you know me. You formed my inmost being, you knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My very self you know. My bones are not hidden from you. When I was made in secret, fashioned in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw me unformed. In your book all are written down. My days were shaped before one came to be. To me, Psalm 139 is a love song. The God who knew us in secret, had our best interest at heart, and a tender concern for the intimate details that define our lives. God wonderfully knit us together in the sanctuary of the womb. When I was in utero, God saw my whole life stretched out before him. All my days were ordained. He foresaw my hectic birth, and he also knows the day of my death. God knows every day in between. God saw my parents and my sisters. God knew my first home, my first school, my future husband, and my children. God saw it all when I was created. God even saw this book. This makes me glad that I learned Psalm 139 when I was young. Over the years, I've returned to it as a source of comfort. God sees everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he is present to it. God would see all the way out to a really bad day that I had one May. While I was showering, I found a lump that would subsequently be diagnosed as breast cancer. God knew my fears then, at age 36. He had already counted how many times I would wonder aloud about the days I might have left. He could have predicted with accuracy that after 14 happy years of marriage and 3 small children, I would gain membership in the club nobody wants to join, the ranks of the seriously ill. God would see the nights I awoke, terrified, fearing I might prematurely leave my husband alone and my children motherless. God knew me in a way nobody else could, when I felt my body, the body that he had knit together, had betrayed me. The baby girl who couldn't find her way out of the womb without an intervention was the same woman staring at the tomb, grappling with a potentially fatal illness and her own mortality. In both cases, my life was saved by medical teams and, I trust, by the healing graces from the one who knew everything about me from the moment I was conceived. I was being taught what my faith practice had professed for years and what Christians profess all the time in the Nicene Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. I learned that being alive is the first and primordial blessing, regardless of the length of days we might have. I also learned that God has a plan for each of those days. We all know our birth story to some extent. Our early histories may or may not be happy, depending on circumstances. What we do or don't know affects our core understanding of ourselves. We all have to answer the questions of life eventually. We all need to know who we are. we all need to answer the important question, who am I? The sooner we can accept the truth about ourselves, that is, God's good opinion of us, the better. Just as we all have a birth story, we have a conception story. Yet, even our own parents do not know the exact moment we were conceived. They may have an idea of the date or the setting, perhaps, but for all of our scientific knowledge about biology and genetics, we really don't know the exact moment of our own conception. Only God can name the true moment. For each one of us was created at a precise, unrepeatable moment when God said yes to our being. God ordained all our days in that nanosecond. God's knowledge of us is so intimate and powerful that he can point to that fixed and unique moment in history when we came to be. One moment, we did not exist. The next moment, we did. That moment was a complete and utter blessing. In other words, God knows who we are. Pope Benedict XVI preached that each of us is the result of a thought of God. This is Pat Gone. Thanks for joining me for this stop on the blog tour. Tomorrow we visit the Practicing Catholic blog. For now, look for details on how you might win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious right here at the Catholic Drinky.